Good morning, rolling through the Big Show on the radio.
Hello, this is Robert Goulet, and you're listening to the Pride of the Red States, John Boy and Billy, right here on the Big Show. Some enchanted morning, you may hear the Big Show. Where's my big bag? Who can't be topical?
Monday, May the 10th. All right. Yeah, we got a Big Show crew, John Boy and Billy. Tater.
Howdy, howdy.
Randy.
Hello.
Jackie and behind the glass. Ready for a wonderful week of work here. Getting you up and going here in the beautiful springtime. Let's see, today is National Shrimp Day.
Are y'all planning a party, Billy? You planning a party?
I do like them.
Yeah, just ignore his little short jokes.
See,
Billy.
I did.
Billy's wife, probably, she pronounces shrimp.
Now he's going to bring my wife. This could be a problem.
I'm always making fun of her for that.
It's shrimp day and you're ruining it.
I know.
So Americans eat shrimp more than any other seafood, even more than flounder. I remember.
How about that, huh?
Flounder was like the only fish I grew up with.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
It was perch and flounder is what we grew up
eating. Yeah. So shrimp. I know, man. I didn't have shrimp like in my teens. I fell in love with it. Hey, y'all, you're going to boil your shrimp? Let me just tell you how to do it quick. Right. Don't overboil it. That's what a lot of people do. Like when you put it in a pot and you bring it to a big boil, just bring that, get the water hot, put the shrimp in there, and then with just a few bubbles, just a tiny film of the bubbles.
Tiny bubbles.
Yeah, just tiny bubbles, and just let when it just covers the top, don't let it keep boiling like that. Then take them out. Put them in some basket and run cold water over them because shrimp will continue to cook in the shell and they overcook. It's easy to overcook shrimp. So y'all got that?
All right.
Just a real little film over it, then put them in something, run some cold water over them, and you're ready to go. All right. Now, today is National Lipid Day, and I have no idea what that's all about.
That's fat, John Boy.
That is fat, huh? Well, maybe I do know what that is.
Yeah, you should know because I think they called you at the doctor's office Captain Cholesterol.
So it's about your cholesterol stuff.
And the incredible Mr. Lipid, too.
Like it. All right. National Clean Up Your Room Day. Might be a good idea. Clean your room once a year.
Yep.
National Washington Day recognizes Washington State, the Evergreen State. And it's National Women's Checkup Day. That's the second Monday in May. It encourages routine visits. So, got to remind you, women, go to the doctor.
Get your screenings checkup. Done. Yep. Save your life. Yeah. I said, get your screenings done. It'll save your life.
That's the truth. You know, we was talking about that. Oh, yeah. That is one good thing. If y'all, ladies, definitely pay attention to them.
Saved my mom out of 3 rounds of breast cancer by doing the pre-screening. That. Yep.
Yeah. If you catch it early, then you have a chance.
And my wife is going through it right now, and it was detected very early, and the progress is really good. Yeah.
Very great.
That's
wonderful. Same here.
Somebody, that's right.
Now I feel bad about making fun of how she says shrimp.
There you go. See?
We're going to cook some shrimp today, Billy. That'll be good.
All right,
then. We got our 3 dates in history saved up where we'll get our categories for outbursts. We'll bring our first prize pack out and get y'all ready to go. Wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize package this week up for grabs is a big old Red Max prize pack. It includes Red Max hat, T-shirt, and sunglasses. And from trimmers to chainsaws to industry-leading backpack blowers, Red Max is a professional choice for power. Now get that power in a Red Max Zero Turn Mower. Click on the link at thebigshow.com, find a dealer near you, and power up with Red Max. All righty, our 3 dates in history. Where we'll get our categories. Here we go. May 10th, 1999. A 23-year-old Chandler, Arizona man called police for help after he handcuffed himself and didn't have the key.
Help me! Somebody help me!
Police uncuffed the man and arrested him after a computer check revealed a warrant for failing to appear in court or driving on a suspended license. So he should just kept himself cuffed. And on this date, 2002, Dr. Pepper announced it would introduce a new flavor for the first time in 117 years. They called it Red Fusion.
And apparently it didn't go.
It's not around now. I don't guess that worked out too good.
Don't mess with the recipe.
I know. A lot of people try that. Just don't work out that way.
You just wait for the little bubbles on the top, I guess. No, that's something else.
And finally, it was on this date in 03. Old Spice Deodorant agreed to sponsor the annual Festival of the Pit in Battle Mountain, Nevada, dubbed by Washington Post magazine as the nation's armpit. The festival is held in August each year when the town is at its smelliest. Highlights usually include an armpit beauty pageant, a sweat t-shirt contest, and a quick draw antiperspirant contest.
Yikes.
I wonder if it's hard to sell tickets to that.
Well, when all you got's a hammer, you tend to see everything as a nail, I guess.
Sounds like something Mayor Murren Q. Fiddleswoop would come up with in Dismal Seepage.
Oh, we ought to send it to him.
All right. Well, there you go. There's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. That's your toll-free line across America. We play Outburst next. Good Monday morning. Big Show's on the radio. And our video today is brought to you by Red Max. Big old prize pack. Check them out. Click on the banner at thebigshow.com. See our video. Guess where your hand has been. This is funny stuff. Get you some ideas. Check it out, thebigshow.com.
There was some bruising by the guy that did this afterwards.
I bet. And right now, see if we can get a week's worth of winning, McGinnis.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Tony from Roanoke, Virginia.
We'll have a big show time.
Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How you guys?
Good morning. We are all right. Tony, welcome in here, buddy.
All thank
right.
you.
We pulling for you. Let's get through these three categories. All right. Start off with the old computer check with a 23-year-old handcuff dude. In 5 seconds, three things you can do with a computer. Ready, go.
Shot, email, and play.
All right, Tony. Now, three brands of soda pop. Ready, go.
Coke, Pepsi, and Dr. Pepper.
And for the win, three deodorants for men. Ready, go.
Degree, Axe, and Old Spice.
Okay. I mean, it ain't wrong to use your wife's deodorant every once in a while, is it?
Yeah.
Maybe all right.
There's one that's strong enough for a man but made for a woman. I think it's okay. Yeah, I believe it's not a law,
It'll make your breast itch.
Right. I was wondering who was smelling like baby powder. It was you.
Tony from Roanoke, you got a big old Red Max prize pack. Headed your way, buddy.
Appreciate it. Can you give a shout out?
You go ahead.
All of my veteran friends. And the guys that work at the VA hospital in Salem.
Well, all right there, Tom. You hang on, buddy. We'll hook you up.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a great day.
It's the bottom of the hour. It's the top of your news. 20 minutes away, my Monday morning playhouse. You know. Good morning, it's a big show on the radio. Kicking off a Murray Monday. Yeah, fun with our agent Murray. Going through all the voicemails that we have had to put up with over the years with our agent. And we're looking back at some old clients this morning, like Ozzy Toyota.
Howdy, y'all. This is Ozzy Osbourne. You know me as the Prince of Darkness, but I'm also the Prince of Low Prices. Come on down and see for yourself at the grand opening of Ozzy Osbourne Toyota in, where the is in Oxnard. This weekend we're biting the head off high prices during the Oz Festive Savings. Every car on the lot is priced lower than my daughter Kelly's chance of doing a second album. Man, old 2003 Toyotas are priced to move at unbelievable prices. Rebates up to $2,500 on 4Runners, Camrys, Avalons, and what's that truck the service manager drives? That fat guy. What's that? The Tato?
No.
Toronto? What the?
Tacoma.
The Tonto?
No.
What the is it, mate?
Tacoma.
Right.
Tacoma.
Yeah. Thanks, mate. Take a test drive. Get a free coloring book just like the one at my kitchen table. Plus, dip into my hump kid Jack's backpack and grab a free handful of whatever it is he's on this week. The boss is full of Xanax. They've all got to go. It's the grand opening blizzard of values all week long at the all-new Ozzy Osbourne Toyota down there on the, what is it? You know, over there, that big mall. Rock and roll!
Good Monday morning. Big Show's on the radio, rolling through your May 10th. All right, boys and girls, let's act it out. Action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Boudreaux's Day Off. As our story opens, Woodrow Boudreaux and his friend Justin LeBlanc have just arrived at the Boudreaux home in Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Oh, Elizabeth, where you at, darling? I brung you a big surprise.
Good evening there, sweet thing.
Oh, Lordy, he ain't the big surprise, is he?
No, that's just Justin. This here is the big surprise.
Woo, dang, where'd you get that big old string of catfish?
Same place we always do. We caught them.
You went fishing on your way home from working all day?
No, we went fishing instead of working all day.
Husband, you and Justin just got new jobs down at the Sam Club. Are you telling me y'all done laid out of work in the middle of your very first week?
Ain't nobody laid out of work, woman. The boss man give us the day off.
Do what now?
We? Me and Boudreaux showed up right on time at 10 o'clock this morning. And on a perfect spring day like this, it felt like a shame to be stuck back there in that nasty old stockroom.
So we wait till the boss man come walking by, and I say, hey, boss, I ain't feeling too good. Might be getting sick. I might need to take the rest of the day off. Boss man says, ain't nothing wrong with you. Get back to work.
So Boudreaux get a great big ladder and climb up on top of the tallest shelf in the warehouse. He start waving both his arm around and singing, I'm a little light bulb, shine, shine, shine.
Right on key and everything. Boss man look back behind him and say, oh, something is wrong with you. I don't need you inflecting all the customers. You go on home.
So Boudreaux climbed down and make a beeline for the exit. And I take off right behind him. The boss man grabbed me by the shirt. I say, hold up. Where the Sam Hill you think you're going? And I say, well, the light bulb's out. You don't expect me to stay here and work in the dark, do you?
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
See, because he was the light bulb. You're kind of slow, so I got to explain.
This is my handle. This is my spout.
Tune in again next time. We'll hear the crusty old Sam's Club psychologist say,
hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio.
Hello. Flimsy Premise here. And when I'm on this side of the pond, I get my daily dose of culture and edification every morning from these two delightful lads, John Boy and Billy, right here on the Big Show. You know, I hate to break it to you boys, but where I come from, you're all Yankees. Well, I thought it was funny.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Fun with voicemail from our agent Murray all throughout the morning. We'll get a first call when he first experiencing voicemail here in just a couple of minutes. We're also looking back on some of Murray's old clients. How about our old buddy Ward Burton at the height of his popularity? Murray thought this would be a good idea.
What up, y'all? This here number 22, Ward Burton from Bill Davis Racing, saying come on down and stock up now during the season's over blowout sale at Ward Burton's 24-hour pawn gun stop shop, fishing school, summer school, military school, scat skids, steals, love, discount cigarette outlet. The 2003 Caterpillar souvenir merchandise is on the way, so the 2002s has all got to go to somebody at some price. We got cat shirts, cat hats, cat jackets, cat can coolers, and a limited supply of Caterpillar pillars. No reasonable offer be refused. This Saturday night, one show only, the man, the myth, the legend, Bill Davis, his own self, doing his one-man live tribute to Junior Johnson. Give him hell, Junior.
Get off my bump.
Whoop high prices like they stole something all this week at Ward Burton's 24-hour pawn gun stop shop. Speeches school, summer school, military school, cat skid, steel loader, discount cigarette outlet. Located 2222 Elliott Sadler Boulevard, half a mile from Big Daddy Speedway in the heart of beautiful South Boston, Virginia. It's off the heezy for sheezy, you know what I'm saying? And remember, y'all, we don't do it for the money. We do it because we care.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. All right. First interaction with Murray and his new voicemail. We go back for that one in just a sec. Hang on. Let me tell you about the prize pack we're getting ready to play for on John Boy Jeopardy. It's a $50 gift card from TaxSlayer. Don't forget, taxes are due May 17th. If you haven't filed yet, you need TaxSlayer. It's fast, easy, and 100% accurate. Head to TaxSlayer.com. Start for free today. That's TaxSlayer.com. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. Let's get this going. Call to Murray.
Hello. Thank you for calling Red Hot Talent Incorporated. Hmm. Our new state-of-the-art digital call center will enable us to quickly call your ratchet. Oh, man. Hey, Murray. I screwed up. How do you reset the machine? What? The red one? No, I'm pushing it. Nothing's happening. No, it's still recording. What do I do? Okay. Whatever. Anyway, listen carefully to the following menu options before making your selection.
Oh, all right.
If you would like information about a client, please press 1. If you are a client, please press 2. If you are a creditor, please call back later. If you're calling from a rotary phone, what is with you? Who are you calling from? Hooterville?
I guess I better press 2 here.
To To select your name from a list of our current Red Hot Talent Incorporated clients, please press 1.
Oh, boy.
If you are Shecky Knoxville, the king of comedy, press 1. If you are the amazing Gendo, press 2. If you are Happy Harriet, the queen of the household hints, press 3. If you are Jimbo and Bobby, the... Hey, Mary, what does Jimbo and Bobby do again? Oh, yeah. If you are Jimbo and Bobby, the radio guys, press 4.
Unbelievable. Let me...
You currently have no booking pending. We suggest a major reworking of your current app. To book a session for a new publicity photo, press 1. To schedule a session with our script consultant on possible changes to your material, press 2. To give up on show business entirely and schedule an interview with our sister company, Red Hot Landscaping Incorporated, please press 3. To persevere in the face of overwhelming evidence that you have absolutely no future in show business, please press 4.
That sounds like us.
Hello, Jimbo. Love ya. Mean it. Hey, babe. Have I got an exciting new big money offer for you guys?
Let me guess. No?
Hey, you're right.
Sounds like you finally got that old voicemail machine working.
Yeah, we kind of patched it together to cover for Seal while she's on vacation.
Where'd she go?
Well, she wouldn't say, which, of course, probably means she's off somewhere getting a boob job.
So. What? Seal doesn't need a boob job.
Well, that's what I told her. Well, actually, I said, you don't need a boob job. At your age, what you need is a facelift.
Oh. You know, Murray, you better be careful. One day, she might just walk out that door and never come back.
Jimbo, please. Seal and I have been together for 20 years. When I hired her, she was just a goofy 17-year-old with no skills and no prospects. Hmm. And look what she's turned into today.
A goofy 37-year-old with no skills and no prospects.
Exactly. She needs me. And although I'll deny this if you ever tell her, I need her too.
You do?
Of course. Who do you think listens to Shecky Knoxville's stupid jokes when he calls here? Who do you think gets rid of the amazing Bendo when he drops by in and out? Who do you think talks to those two radio losers when they call to check on their miserable excuse for a career in show? Anyway, she does a lot of stuff for me.
You know, maybe you should tell her how much you appreciate her every once in a while, Murr.
No. Jimbo, that's a very bad idea. You tell a woman her age things like that, it starts getting complicated.
You mean she might start having feelings for you?
No, I mean she might start asking for more money. Hey, listen, Dave, we're short-handed this week. I need to run.
Oh, yeah, almost time for Uncle Wacky's Cartoon Funhouse.
Yeah, and since Seal's not here, I got to run next door to the bakery and pick up my own Danish. Hey, listen, let's do the lunch thing later. Have your machine call my machine. And remember, you are the woman that I've always dreamed of. I knew it from the start. I saw your face, and that's the last I've seen of my heart.
Murray, what are you talking about?
Huh? Oh, sorry, that's the sign-off I use when Happy Harriet, the queen of household hints, calls. Anyway, give my love to Bobby.
That's Billy.
Him too, and Jimbo.
What?
Call me.
All right. y'all, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. All right. You tell me there wasn't any real words in my last break.
Get that going.
All right, let's see. Try to understand me here.
Him.
All right. Thank you, Marcy. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. According to a recent survey, this is the number one item shoppers are embarrassed about buying.
Well, for me, it would be lean pockets. Come on. I mean, if you want to get healthy, avoid anything with pocket in the name.
Mark that one off. Not right. In the top five.
Okay.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy. Next. Good Monday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by Red Max. From trimmers to chainsaws to backpack blowers, power up with Red Max. Click on the banner to BigShow.com. Check them out. That's where you'll see our video, Guess Where Your Hand Has Been. And playing a trick on his girlfriend and or wife.
You want to hear how it ends?
Yeah, here's how it is. Ow! All right. See the video portion of it at thebigshow.com.
It almost sounds like it ends like one of Little Richard's Geico commercials.
I mean, that's slasher movie screen right there.
Yeah, that's terrifying. See why she was terrified. Yeah. All right, and now let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's the Unbelievable Deputy.
And now your host, where his hand has been is often the least of his worries. He's John Moore.
And say hey to Mark.
Get ready, y'all. Y'all are going to be hearing that on the show for the rest of the show a lot today, I predict.
Mark out of Orange Park, Florida. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John Boy and Billy.
All right, Mark, and first up, let's see what you got. According to a recent survey, this is the number one item shoppers are embarrassed about buying.
Well, Randy will be proud of me. I didn't Google it.
Attaboy.
All right.
I went with incontinent.
Okay.
Underwear.
A incontinent underwear.
Yes.
That's what he said, right?
Let's see.
Whoa.
I had to make sure that I had was to argue.
Adult diapers.
Yeah. I had to argue with him with hand signals. Incontinent. Yes, that's correct.
Right.
Yes,
I got it right.
You sure did. Right. Mark, right in your brain. How about that?
You know why? He buys them.
By the way.
Well, what's that?
Nothing.
What? It's what you told me to get.
I know it's coming from Randy.
Yeah, I have to buy them for my mom. I'm sure she's happy to hear this, but I always feel compelled to tell the checkout person, yeah, these are from my mom. I'm taking care of her. Not for me.
Well, it's the stories we tell.
Yeah. Number two on the list is hemorrhoid cream. Mm. How do you get around that one? Mm. Number three is condoms. Mm. Number four, maxi pads.
Ooh, I've been sent for a couple of those in my life.
And number five, I always go with the one with wings just because they sound fun.
Right.
I went home with one time. It says.
Aren't you a nice husband?
Number five, by the way, is lice shampoo. All right.
Oh, so something above the waist. Thank goodness.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, not always.
Well.
All right. Well, Mark, good work, buddy. Your tax layer price back. Head down to Orange Park for you.
Appreciate it.
Good work.
Appreciate it. And give a shout out?
You sure can.
All right, thank you.
Win it.
Give a shout out to you guys. Keep on doing what you're doing. And my lovely wife, she's on vacation right now.
Well, all right.
She's listening with her sister.
Well, make up your mind. You want us to keep up? Oh, just kidding. All right, good deal. All right, Mark, well, enjoy your bachelorhood there, buddy.
All right, man. Thank you.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side. Our time capsule for this May the 10th. Hang on for life.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Get a little Hendrix thing for
Richard. Oh, man, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he was our biggest inspiration. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of his material.
Him and Eddie.
Get out on the edge here, Richard.
Couldn't make out all the words to this song when I was learning it.
Zubugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugatugat
And the plane has come on and finished it while I was there. I forgot to someone when you said I'm a little stuck in the theater. And the wind cries, Mary.
Unibomber.
And the dog was ready for snatching and was sinking. I'm good, little sister, said Bolton. And you took it for the ball. And the wind cried, Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And would you give them the budget to Tom Wopat? Oh, well, taking more good to put it in the news. And the wind. Cry.
All right.
All right.
Mary. That was wonderful.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And the boogie.
John Boy and Billy.
There's a lot of love in this room. We love you. And we hope you love us.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Monday, May the 10th. All right, let's get that new tune here. Reggie B, Lucy R, The Sharps out of Dothan, Alabama. Hit it.
I got home really late last night. Went out drinking and got pretty tight. Tiptoed all the way through the house. So wouldn't wake up my spouse. I stumbled along the upstairs hall, tripped on a cat and stepped on a ball, trying hard not to make a sound. The bathroom's the place that I was bound. Closed the door slow so it wouldn't squeak. Take me a leak. Then I heard a voice before I begun.
Put the seat down when you get done.
Put the seat down when I get done. You seem to forget who's number one. You ain't my boss, you're just my wife. Mistake of your life. That's when she busted in the door, knocked me flat right on the floor, stuffed my face in the toilet bowl, slammed the lid till my head was swole. She rubbed my body down with Nair. She did leave a single hair. I begged her to stop. She said, no way.
This time I'm gonna make you pay.
She slapped my junk with the back of her hand. Hit me in the head with a frying pan. She said to me, better listen, hon.
Put the seat down when you get done.
I'll put the seat down when I get done. And if I don't, I'm sure gonna run. But tonight there ain't no chance.
already peed right in my pants.
Did you say?
Good morning, y'all. Big Show is on your radio.
Hello, all you perky early risers. Here's just the thing to wake you up and get your blood pumping. The John Boy and Billy Big Show. Why, before you know it, you'll be bouncing off the walls just like me. Ooh-wah, ooh-wah, ooh-wah. See what I mean?
Good
morning.
Given
the
gravity.
My fault.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was an accident. I was cleaning it. It went off.
All right. So, y'all seen the new Domino's commercials featuring the Noid? The Domino's says most famous villain is back, the Noid. I was wondering a lot about this. First of all, I remember it was like the late 80s. Mm-hmm. Was a villain. I said, now, why are they calling the Noid? I don't get it. But because Domino's employees, some refer to themselves as Dominoids. Mm-hmm. So the Noid was born in the mid-80s. It was having competition between Domino's and Pizza Hut about pizza delivery. This was really taking off. Remember Domino's?
Pizza Hut's character was Pizza the Hut. He was like this big, breezy guy. It was just weird,
So it was a whole 30 minutes or less, and the Noid would try to delay your Domino's pizza.
That was
back
when they were guaranteed 30-minute delivery.
Before they had to knock that off because of accidents.
Right, too many accidents,
So anyway, so the Noid is back if you're trying to figure out what's going on there, because it's kind of they're rolling out the new self-driving Domino's pizza delivery vehicles.
In limited areas.
Yeah, limited areas. So anyway, so the Noid is back. And we're talking about this, if y'all remember why the Noid, they took him off the market in the first place, because well, guy went crazy and took hostages because his last name was Noid, right?
That was his last name, and he thought, he got it in his head that Domino's was picking on him personally with this ad campaign with the Noid, avoid the Noid.
Right.
And so, he basically grabbed a 357, went to a Domino's pizza store, and took two people hostage.
Yikes. That was in Chamblee, Georgia.
Yeah,
the story that happened. Yeah,
see, yeah. They didn't. This wasn't a story that went viral because it was It was too long ago for the viral effect. Yeah. But so a lot of people have never heard this story before. But I love the name of the pizza maker's name because if you read it in context in the article, his name is Burnt. So Burnt the pizza maker was the guy he called. And you know, at first with the hostage cry,
And they were trying to get him to release the hostages, and something about he asked for a copy of some science fiction novel.
Right.
They said, if we do that, will you give us one of the hostages? They brought the book. He didn't give away the hostage.
I didn't say I'd give it up.
And then he said, I want two pizzas. I want y'all to make two pizzas for me. And he sat there with a gun in his lap, eating the pizza, and that's when they captured him.
Wow.
Because he stopped to actually eat a Domino's pizza.
So he stopped eating the pizza, and so they ran out and captured him.
And my favorite, and I'm sure this was just an accident, the police chief at the time said he was a little paranoid.
See, I get it.
So anyway, the Noid is back. So there's a story behind that.
So you think anybody at Domino's went through the archives and said, why aren't we using this guy anymore? This is great.
All right. Good luck out there. Y'all be careful. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to get a prize package this morning, take C. Get a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. It includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers, the latest innovation from the corner of Cucumber and Vine. Mount Olive Pickle Company making great products since 1926. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. There's more fun with our Agent Murray and voicemail problems through the years.
Thank you for calling Red Hot Talent Incorporated. Listen carefully. Our menu items have recently changed.
Hmm. All right.
If you are a current client, press 1. To inquire about booking a client, press 2. If you were verbally abused by a client during a recent appearance, press 3.
All right, we got to press 3. Yeah.
Mr. Rayford was not hammered. He recently experienced a flare-up of a chronic parasitic infection called the chiggers. The medication used to combat the infestation has certain psychoactive components that can alter the user's consciousness and make him verbally abusive. Mm-hmm. The medication also contains an ingredient that makes the user smell like cheap scotch whiskey. We regret any confusion. We also draw attention to paragraph 4 of your talent agreement, usually referred to as the no refunds clause. To continue, press 1.
All right.
If you are Chiggers the Clown, press 1. If you are Ramrod the Human Bowling Ball, press 2. If you are Ed Zlotnick, the owner of the world's largest collection of Partridge Family memorabilia, press 3.
Wow.
If you are Jimbo and Bobby, the other guys on the client list, press 4.
Man, no, Mark got him some clients. Wait, yeah. Press 4.
Hello, Jimbo. Press 1 to continue.
Huh? All right.
Love ya. Mean it. Press 1 to continue. Hey, babe, am I glad you called. Have I got exciting career news for you. Press 1 to continue. No, not really. Press 1 to continue.
Oh, man.
Why, Jimbo, are you suggesting I don't have your best interest as my number one concern? That I would just let you languish in favor of a segment on Ed Zlotnick during next week's Partridge Family Marathon on TV Land? Or a possible appearance by Ramrod the Human Bowling Ball on MTV's Jackass? Or a guest shot by Chiggers the Clown at the Shrine Circus in August? Well, press 1 to continue. Okay, you got me. But the Shrine Circus thing is very close to happening. And hey, I'm also working on a major merchandising opportunity for Jimbo and Bobby's Gorilla Sauce. Press 1 to continue.
All right.
No, not really. Listen, babe, I gotta run. I got a multi-million-dollar deal working on line 3. Press 1 to continue.
Oh, man.
Would you believe a multi-thousand-dollar deal on line 4? Press 1 to continue. How about a $200 career killer that just came in on the fax machine? Press 1 to continue. Yeah, listen, babe, let's do the lunch thing later. Have your machine call my machine. And give my love to Bobby. Press 1 to continue.
Oh, man.
Him too. And Jimbo, call me.
Well, keep at it. All right, let's play the current events quiz. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
Fast food chain gets sued over a very weird team building exercise.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll free line across America. Take C, you win. We play next. Good morning, it's a big show on the radio, rolling through you Monday. Got a video today, is brought to you by Red Max. From trimmers to chainsaws to backpack blowers, power up with Red Max. Click on the banner at thebigshow.com. And right there, video today, a pop-up, guess where your hand has been.
Okay.
It involves a little Shetland pony, watermelon, and Nutella.
Let your imagination do the rest.
And the final sound from our video of the day
is this.
Gravity of the situation.
Nope. I just love.
Are you still wearing us out with it all show long? And when I want it, you ain't got it.
Because the last thing you said was, quit it!
That was an hour ago. I'm ready for it now.
And now I can't find it.
All right. Well, go see it for yourself. That's the main objective anyway, right?
Right.
TheBigShow.com. All right. Now, hey, girls, are you ready?
Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz.
Hey, let's say hey to Chris from Pensacola, Florida. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, John Boy. How are you?
Hey, man, we all good. Welcome in here.
All right, Chris, hard part's over. Relax and listen to Biddlin' Win.
Well, a former employee of the Panda Express restaurant chain is suing her ex-bosses over some very odd goings-on at a company meeting that she attended hoping to get a promotion. The 23-year-old Santa Clarita, California resident says she was forced to strip down to her underwear and give a partially clad coworker a hug during the company training seminar, which raises the question, how big was this promotion she was hoping for? The weirdness happened at a warehouse in East Los Angeles, attended by several dozen Panda Express workers. The plaintiff says the man conducting the seminar yelled at attendees like an angry drill sergeant.
Wow.
She says the semi-nude hug-it-out moment with her coworker made the meeting almost feel like a cult initiation. Panda Express says the outside company they hired to conduct the seminar is responsible for the content. And the spokesperson added, A, we are committed to a safe environment for all our employees. B, we would never condone the behavior the plaintiff describes. Or C, everybody knows the real cult is those weirdos over at CC's Pizza.
What you got, Chris?
Oh, man, tempting as it is, I got to go with C on that one.
Man. Good stuff. All right. Hey, Chris, good work, buddy. Mount Olive Pickles prize pack headed for you down Pensacola.
Awesome, Dawson. Can I give out a shout?
Of course you can. Okay. Yeah. Good timing, Randy. All right, go ahead.
To all my fellow teachers and stuff, it's been a rough 15 months here lately.
Man, it sure has, yeah. Chris. Well, you take care, buddy. We appreciate we'll you, man. It. All right.
You know, appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. Hang on with Jackie. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Speaking of top, it's prom season. You know we celebrate with our annual top 10 list coming up in 20 minutes. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio for you Monday, May 10th. Having a birthday today, you're sharing one with U2 lead singer Paul Hewson. That's Bono's real name, by the way, if you guys just wondered. Yes. Bono, lead singer of U2, is 61 years old. Let's see what the band's up to these days.
Of heavy metal and bluegrass is coming.
Ben Jovi.
Don't be confused by the original.
I'm a cowboy. On a steel horse I ride. And I'm wanted. Dead or alive.
Ben Jovi.
This is the concert you can get tickets to.
Ben Jovi.
Hear the difference one letter can make.
Ben Jovi.
We're halfway there.
Good Monday morning, May 10th. Big show's on the radio. Right, Billy and I, top 10 list.
Well, it's that time again, junior senior prom season. Today's Big Show top 10 list, top 10 worst prom themes of the year.
All right.
Number 10, buttons and bows and two doses of Pfizer. That's new this year, I think. Number 9, between two skanks with Zach Galifianakis. Number 8, cloudy with a chance of mono. Number 7, MTV's 16 and pregnant. Number 6, Harold and Kumar pass a fake ID at State Line Liquors. Number 5, white men can't twerk. Number 4, Tyler Perry's Madea burns one behind C Building with the Drama 2 class. Number 3, we shall not pass this way again unless you're one of those losers who goes to reunions. Number 2, Jackass presents Bad Chaperone. And this year's worst prom theme, Crazy Drunk Asians.
Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio, and more Big Show right around the corner.
This is Buzz Nutley with a bulletin. Big Show news reporter live on the scene of a major disaster. I've never seen such carnage, and may I remind you that I was at the Great Donner Pass barbecue eating debacle of 1999. This is much, much worse. It's a massacre of mammoth proportions. The tattered carcasses of other morning shows litter the battlefield. You're listening to the victors in this morning radio war. John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Now can I turn in my expense receipts?
Big Show's on the radio. Here we are kicking off another work week. Hope all the mothers out there had a wonderful Mother's Day yesterday. You wondering, did you get your mom the right gift? Let's check it out. It says, what moms really want really isn't too hard to please, Mom. You just need to leave her alone. At least at night. So 43% of moms in a recent survey said the best gift they could get this Mother's Day will be a night of interrupted sleep.
Uninterrupted.
Uninterrupted. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that would be better.
Yeah.
That's what they got now. Yeah.
Uninterrupted sleep. All right.
So myself, please.
64% of the moms surveyed said they would feel like a better parent if they could just get better sleep at night. So that's the deal. So I hope y'all left your mom alone last night. Let her get
this would have
sleep.
Been useful information to have on, like, Friday.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mom!
This is what moms go through, I guess, most of the time with this.
Get the vaccine.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. All right. The third installment of Fun with Our Agents voicemail coming up in just a second. Let me tell you what we're going to play for on Wordy Word in minutes. It's a liquid performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. I know a lot of y'all been asking, where can I get that John Mobile 5-gallon bucket? Well, this is the only way you can get it, and it is filled with the best cleaning and detailing products from Liquid Performance. Of course, they are famous for the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives. If you go to BigShow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, you get 20% off all products. Just enter code JBB at checkout. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. But first,
hello, and thank you for calling Red Hot Talent Incorporated. Please listen carefully to the following menu items. If you are interested in booking a client, press 1. If you are a client, press 2.
Okay.
If you are Bendy Bob Thornton, the hillbilly contortionist, press 1. If you are the Beverly Hillbillies, Millionaire Faith Healing Hicks, press 2. If you are Karaoke, the blood-soaked telepathic prom queen from Oklahoma City, press 3.
Man, I got some new
if you are Jimbo and Bobby, the... Hey, Murray, what did Jimbo and Bobby do again? Yeah, I couldn't think of it either. Anyway, if you are Jimbo and Bobby, press 4.
Okay, that's us.
To give me a bunch of crap about that drunken weekend in Vegas that ended with me married to an Elvis impersonator, press 1.
Oh, gotta do that.
I don't want to talk about it. If you just can't leave it alone, press 2.
Okay.
Yeah, like you guys have never done anything really stupid. Look, we got it annulled, so just drop it, okay? To check on the status of your latest talent fees, press 1.
Ah, all right.
According to our records, the status of your latest payment is... Uh-oh, looks like the guy's gonna screw you. You should expect to receive payment in approximately, I believe he said, when hell freezes over, days. To speak to Murray, press 1. I'm sorry, Murray is in a delicate, high-level negotiation to get you guys a guest shot on the new Rodney Carrington TV show. To continue, press 1.
Oh, yeah.
No, not really. He asked to speak to Murray again. Press 2.
Oh, man.
Hello. Jimbo? Love you. Mean it. Hey, babe, I've got great news. To continue, press 1.
Okay.
No, I just saved a bundle on car insurance by switching to Geico. To continue, press 2.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen, babe, I love the chat, but I really need to dash. I'm expecting a very important call from the West Coast. It's about a guest shot for you guys on Blue Collar TV.
Really?
To continue, press 1.
All right.
No, not really.
Oh!
Hey, listen, let's do the lunch thing later. Have your machine call my machine. And to hear my latest musical tribute to you based on the words of a popular pop song, press 2.
Oh, gotta do that.
Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. To pass some of that love along to Bobby, press 1. Him too, and Jimbo, call me.
All right. One more time before we get out of here. Fun with Murray over the years. Yes, could be Seal on the front desk out there. All right. Well, let's play Wordy Word, y'all. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Get a couple contestants and play next. Show on the radio, rolling through your Monday. Video today brought to you by Red Max. From trimmers to chainsaws, backpack blowers, power up with Red Max. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Red Max banner. We'll see our video guest where your hand has been. After she takes the blindfold off and looks, here's her reaction. See why at TheBigShow.com. All right, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Live in a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Jess from Stanton, Virginia. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we got Aaron from Wichita Falls, Texas. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. All right. Welcome, y'all. Aaron, you're on Team Tater and Randy. And Jess, on the John Boy Miller side, 2 rounds, 30 seconds each of words. All right. So, Aaron, you relax. Me and Jess will go for the first 30 seconds. All right. You ready, Jess?
I am.
Okay. See what we can do. Start the clock now. A home delivery system bring you food is door blank. You know that? Or Morse code is dot, dot, blank. Yes.
Yep, there you go.
All right. Elton John song, Blank Man, it shoots up in the sky. It's a...
Rocket Man?
NASA.
Yes,
oh, yes. Okay. A bitch blank. Oh, sorry.
No.
In the face. When you blank somebody in the face.
Slap.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. The kissing blank.
That turned out to be a pretty good clue after all.
And then he follows it up with kiss and blank.
All right, a 3 on the board for Jess. Okay. Good work in spite of me, Jess. All right. And now, Aaron and Tater for round one.
Hey, Aaron, can you hear me?
I can hear you good.
All right, well, here Fantastic. We go. Starting the clock now.
All right, your uncle's kid is your what relative?
Nephew.
No, your uncle, so they are your what? His kids.
Cousin.
Yes,
cousin.
Cousin. You do this with a basketball. You blank it down the down court. But what is
Dribble
the ball
down.
Doing? What's the ball doing? Yes, bounce. Old stuff. You may go shopping for old stuff. Huh?
Antiquing.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Antique. You might light this. You, buddy.
All right. Well, you put a 3 on the board as well, so we are tied at 3-3.
Good job.
All right. So now Jess and Billy for 30. You ready, Jess?
I am.
And go.
Something you burn when, around the campfire. This is a thing you carry with you that gives light. You light this. It has like
Candle?
Oil in it. No, it has oil in the bottom of
Lighter?
It.
Lighter? Lighter?
No.
Lantern?
Yeah, there you go.
Lantern.
Campbell's chicken blank soup.
Soup. Noodle.
There you go. Fake teeth or false teeth are also called what?
Dentures.
Yes.
Yep.
Let's see. This is where the electricity comes out of the wall at the...
Pocket?
No. That was right. All right. Well, another 3. So a total of 6 for Jess.
I'm with you, Jess. Campbell's soup is one of my favorites.
Aaron and Randy.
Ooh, okay.
3 will tie. 4 will win.
What, we're still playing?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
You ready, Aaron?
I'm ready.
And picking up on that last one, go.
If you want something if you want it to run, you got to do this to it.
Start.
No, you got to do it to the outlet. Take the end of the wire and do what? Yes.
Plug.
This is in Japan. It's the capital of Japan.
Okinawa.
No, it might be, but I don't know.
No.
It's name some other places in Japan. I'm terrible with geography. I can't help you. It sounds like things kids play with. Sort of. I don't know.
That was Tokyo. Tokyo. Jess wins 6-4.
A very Monday edition of this.
It was. What?
So, what is the capital of Japan?
Tokyo is the capital.
All right.
Of Japan.
Yay.
All right. Good. You win. Congratulations. Aaron saying, good work.
Yeah.
All right. Aaron, we appreciate you playing, buddy. You can try again anytime. All right.
All right, thank you.
All right, man, have a great day. And Jess, look at you winning in Stanford, Virginia. Big old liquid performance prize pack headed your way.
Awesome, thank you.
Good work, baby. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic bid request time. We got Doug Saylor from Botsford, Georgia. And Doug says, please play I Want to Be John Boy, baby. Ooh, the John Boy song. Listener sent in. You got it, Doug. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, and it is this time every weekday. We'll have a classic bit request by lovely listeners across the nation and the world. This morning, Doug Saylor out of Botsford, Georgia, wants to hear this tune. Here we go.
John Boy.
Well, I'm a redneck. I ain't got many heroes. Most of my kind are a bunch of big zeros. But there is one I look up to, y'all. I never knew they could stack shit that tall. He's a big in the trailer park world. Hangs out with wrestlers and hooter girls. Among the NASCAR drivers, y'all, he's the man. Even though they all know he can't drive worth a damn. He's He's got a little IQ, but he's a real McCoy. That's why all of us on the short bus, we want to be John Boy, baby. Getting paid every day to act a fool. John Boy, baby. He makes being big and dumb look cool. John Boy, baby. He's got top billing on the big show. John Boy, baby. How he lucked into this job, we don't know. Can't walk and chew gum, but that's who he is. He still wins sometimes on the Snoopy quiz. Think you don't know a lot? Well, a lot you know. He's a trivia king on the Andy Griffith Show. There's Andy and Barney, Opie and B, Goober and Gomer and John Boy and me. Billy and Randy, well, they may act coy, but even old Rafer, they all wanna be John Boy, baby. You'll never be nothing, his teacher's wine. Other inbreds, we all wanna be John Boy, baby. When he's banging on his door, he's a lucky guy. John Boy, baby. But he won't let them out, no matter how they try. John Boy, baby. Jackie and the twins, he knows they're boss. John Boy, baby. He dreams about them and grilling sauce.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. I've been having fun with our agent's voicemail over the years. And there we got one more to go today. All right, roll that call.
Hello, and thank you for calling Red Hot Talent Incorporated.
Hey.
Our offices are closed this week for summer vacation. Huh? But our state-of-the-art voicemail 3000 system can assist you with most common Red Hot Talent activities. Hmm. For service in English, press 1. Para español, prensa dos. Pour le français, diminué trois. For douchen, presse vier. For pig Latin, esprit, ombre, I've fait.
Oh, wow.
I was just kidding, stupid. Do you really think there was a number for pig Latin?
Well,
press
I'm
one to return to the main
fine
menu.
Then.
If you would like to book a client, press 1. If you're a cheap SOB who'd like to book a client for peanuts, press 2. If you are a client, press 3.
Yeah, okay.
If you're a client who'd like to complain about being booked by a cheap SOB who paid you peanuts, press 4. If you are a Pooter Wagoner, the country crooner who can fart the tune to over 100 classic beer drinking songs, press 1. If you are Christina Aggravator, the slutty pop singer slash insult comic, press 2. If you are Bendy Bob Thornton, the hillbilly contortionist, press 3. If you are Carrot Bottom, wacky prop comic and spokesman for the National Chronic Hemorrhoid Sufferers Association, press 4. If you are Jimbo and Bobby, the hey, Murray! What did Jimbo and Bobby do again? Yeah, I couldn't think of a good name for it either. Anyway, if you are Jimbo and Bobby,
okay,
press 5.
I got you.
To hear a list of your current bookings, press 1.
Oh.
You have no current bookings. To check on the payment status of your most recent talent fee, press 1.
Okay.
Your most recent talent fee will be paid in approximately... I believe the phrase the gentleman used was, when hell freezes over, days. To speak to Mary, even though you know it's probably a complete waste of time, press 1.
All right.
Hello, Jimbo. Love ya. Mean it. To hear a list of upcoming gigs I think you would be absolutely perfect for, press 1. I gotta be honest with you, babe. Right now, your pickings are slimmer than Laura Flynn Boyle after a month in Bangladesh. For 5 possible reasons why your talents are currently not in great demand, press 1. Number 1, they remember what happened last time they booked you. Number 2, afraid you'll tell more fishing tournament stories. Number 3, worried they'll book John Boy and Billy and get John Boy and Beach Billy. Number 4, a hairy redneck in a ball cap stole their girl back in high school. And number 5, Larry the Cable Guy currently running a 50% off sale. To end this conversation on an up note with a message of positive reinforcement from the words of a pop song, press 1.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. You're the key to my peace of mind. Because you make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman.
Ooh.
And, of course, pass some of that along to Bobby. To continue, press 1.
Okay.
Him too, and Jimbo. Call me.
Well, that wasn't a bunch of waste of time. It's when we usually talk to a while.
Hi, man. Let's get it, boy.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
And don't forget to miss any of the Big Show. You got it all in the John Boy Billy's Late Risers podcast. It'll be dropping here about an hour, hour and a half. Check it out, thebigshow.com. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. We love you. We mean it.